Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Good morning, everybody, or afternoon or evening, depending upon where you are. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse for our Sunday brunch show. This is your host, Michael Espinoza, and I am here today talking about spirit guides. We started last Sunday with a first talk about spirit guides, and I felt that we needed to continue talking about them. In the work that I do with clients, the readings that I do, I work with spirit guides. We connect to your guides, and the guides give you information about your life and your situations. And so, a lot of the information that I convey to clients and that I hear, it's pretty profound at times, and it's always so helpful, and it always feeds me. It gives me something every time. So that's why I want to continue this discussion. A subject that's been coming up for quite a while, of course, is it's this feeling of like things around us. It's been here for 2 years now. With the pandemic, it came with the pandemic, and this feel of everything being out of control. And right, we see that all around us. We're surrounded with it. And and then also too, this permeates into our personal lives, right? So we have it around us, and even though some people that are centered in their lives can feel like it's out of control, they don't know what's happening with their lives, and at times it feels a little chaotic. You know, feel like you know what's going to happen. At times it brings up fear in people, brings up stress, anxiety at times as well. And one of the things I learned with working with the guides is that they always convey to us we're exactly where we need to be right at this time, always. Nothing is ever a surprise. And that has always given me a sense of peace, and also, what's the word I'm looking for? A sense of, not confidence. Yeah, well, I'm confident that knowing, okay, it's all okay. This is all going to work out. And so I'm always really, what's the word? Well, confident and peaceful, knowing that it's all just going to work out, and that this situation, whatever is at hand, will work itself out one way or another. And a lot of the times, too, when people come to me when they're in these situations is, you know, they want kind of a fortune telling here, to forecast into the future, right? What's going to happen? And the guides don't usually do that. Sometimes they will. They'll give you information about what's going to happen, but it's about us figuring it out they don't want to take the lesson away from us, right? The current situation, whatever we're in, is a lesson for us. And so the fastest way through a situation is to ask the guides, what's my lesson here? What do I need to learn from this? As opposed to running away from it. And once we pose the question to the guides of, what is my lesson here? Please help me understand this so I can move on. Then it's our responsibility to be quiet and to be receptive to the answers. And, how do we do that? How do we get quiet, especially when we're not in a good place and it's really tough to get quiet? Excuse me, and there might be a lot of anxiety and stress. That is really tough. I've been in those situations where I've had a lot of stress in my life, and I've just wanted to get out of a situation, and I was always crying out to God, please just remove me from this situation, and it never came. In that sense, I wasn't swept up off my feet and transported to a new situation. That never happens. So, but, you know, once you finally bring quiet around you and ask the guides to come and to talk to you and to give you information on what you should do next, and it helps a lot. So the next question I think people always ask, well, how do I receive this information? How does it come to me? And so a lot of the time it will come in thoughts. They drop thoughts into your head. So it sounds like your own thoughts. I have never experienced it, the guides, where I hear a speaking voice outside of my body. But their words always sound as if they're my own thoughts. And I've always experienced that. I just thought my mind was a little too restless, and it just never shut up. But now I know it was always them. And so how do we delineate the voice? And part of that is really getting quiet and to understand their voice. And usually when the guides talk to us, when they drop those thoughts in, there's an energy behind it. It's a very peaceful, quiet energy. And so that's how I experience it. Another way to experience communication from them is having images in your mind's eye. All of a sudden you might see something. You might see a color. You might see, you know, a person to talk to appear in your mind's eye. Because a lot of times I'm not great with names. I'm trying to get better with that. And I don't remember the person's name, and so I'll see their face in my mind's eye. And so it's like, oh, I should probably call that person. And then I get the thought, call that person or go visit them. And so that's how we're guided through situations with the guides. And I feel it's so helpful all the time. And once we start listening to them, paying attention to the messages, we can move through situations, and it helps so much, so much. Another way is of receiving I guess this way for me is more confirmation, but to receive seeing numbers. Also, I find feathers. So to me, I'm always seeing, you know, 111, 222, just the patterns of numbers constantly, whether it's on my phone, my watch, seeing license plates on cars, anywhere. And when I see them, I also get a feeling from the guides, and the guides are give me this feeling like, yes, this is us. We're here. We're communicating. So that always comforts me in knowing that, okay, they're here. They're receiving all my thoughts, all my pleas, and they're here. So that's always, like I said, just so comforting for me. And also a lot of time feeling. This is another way of receiving information from your guides. So how does that feel when you when they're near? That one to me took a lot longer because their energy is so subtle. So it took a while to feel their energy. And since then, I have found that it's important to, in meditation, in a very quiet meditative state you might be, contemplative, that we ask them to come and give you, let you know physically that they're near you, to comfort you. And they do that. And a lot of the time, it's a different energy that comes in, and you might feel a chill in your body. You might feel a warmth, a coolness, a tingle. A lot of times I feel like tingling up my spine or in my crown chakra. I'll feel a lot of tingling. And at times I'll feel an energy of love. All of a sudden, I'll just be filled with this energy of love. And it's, to me, I equate that with a big hug from them, because they're amazing, amazing beings. And they always want you to know that you're loved, you're cared for, and they're watching over you, despite what situation you're going through. In any situation, they are there. And I just love that. And I love working with guides and giving messages to people from their guides. It's an incredible, and I find it's an honor to do this work with people. So I'm going to go to the phones. We have some people here that are calling in. So if you have any questions about your guides, working with them, I'm open to answering what I can. So this one, it's country code. It looks like 44. Hello. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, country code 44. How can I help you? Thank you for calling Psychic Funhouse. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Deep, and I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Oh, hello, Deep. How are you?
I'm good. Good, thank you. I like the introduction of your radio show, so thanks for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. I have quite a few clients in the UK. I love the UK. So, do you have a question?
I was wondering if Spirit has any messages for me today, or would you prefer a specific question?
Well, if you have, excuse me, a specific question.
Sure. I have been researching on some investments for the last few months, and I'm waiting for the right opportunity or for the right time in the market to jump in. So my question for spirit is, can spirit see when that opportunity would come in the next few weeks or months or days, or any insight I can get on that?
Okay. I'm kind of getting not right now. It feels like you need to do some more homework in regards to your investments.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like there's more research that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like you have some more research to do. And
right.
Be sure you're thoroughly vetted with the research and the homework about the specific areas you're investing in. It feels like it's not thoroughly vetted at this time.
Right, okay. Understood.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. I'll think more about it. And yes, like you were saying, spirit can never be wrong. So there will be something in that.
Yeah. 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 And then... Unfortunately, they don't give us investment advice either, right? They don't tell us what stocks to invest in. I wish they did, right? Or give lottery numbers. There's a few psychics we're always joking about how we're going to ask spirit for lottery numbers so we can start playing the lottery. But it doesn't work that way. So... You know, but the thing is, they never tell us not to, but some of the times that I am working with clients, I will hear it's important to thoroughly vet the subject that that's at hand. So if you're going to invest some money, they will show me where it's like, okay, like there's more homework to do still. Don't just jump in because you think you have it, but really be confident in knowing exactly what you're going to invest in.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anything else you are picking up on? Is everything okay with my head?
Do you have a tendency to worry?
I do, yes, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. They were just saying that you worry a lot and that they wish that you could work on this a little bit more to get your body out of this state of being stressed, because the way they show me this energy, it feels like it makes your body stressed, the worrying, the constant worrying. Hold on. And also fearful, too. It brings a state of fear to you. Do you understand that?
I do. It does, yeah.
Yeah. And is it also an anticipation of feeling as if bad is going to come. There's some type of doom that's about to come.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so they really want you to work on this a lot more and to really address this, because they say your body is in this constant state of being fearful and frightened. And it feels the way they show it to me, it feels like the brain just doesn't turn off. And it's constantly thinking about scenarios, right? Trying to prevent something negative from happening. Do you understand that?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been through a lot in life.
Do you meditate?
Sometimes, not consistently. I was just saying that I've been through a lot in life, so my mind probably has developed those habits which are not positive. I do meditate, but not very, not consistently. But I will.
Good. So I completely understand that. So it's do you get energy work done on your body?
No, I don't. I have done it in the past, but not recently.
So I have a few suggestions for you, if you're open to them. So one of the things is I would suggest that you get more energy work done on yourself regularly. You don't have to do it like every week or something, but when we have negative situations that occur, when we go through trauma and negative situations, a lot of the time that stress stays in the body, right? The trauma, the shock and the trauma from whatever transpired stays in the body. And with energy work, you can pull that energy out of the body. And so the stress that it produces in the body, the anxiety, the constant thinking, the incessant thinking begins to lower. And so the body will begin to feel more at ease. Okay? So that's one way. Do you exercise regularly?
Not regularly again. I'm not very consistent.
Okay.
But I will.
You know, and I'm not talking about, you don't have to go to the gym and work out for an hour and a half each day, but move your body in some way. And one of the ways that I love to move my body is just taking walks. And, you know, find it, if you have a nice park nearby or a nature preserve, and go there and just walk. Also being in, surrounded by all the nature around you will help as well. So move the body, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
Meditate regularly. Okay. And the other thing is, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Deep, for calling.
Sorry, you were saying something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. To sage your home, either sage, you can use Palo Santo, incense. You need to clean the space energetically. We clean our spaces physically, but it's important to get that lower negative energy out of the space because it does accumulate in the space. So sage your home, clean it energetically, and do it regularly. And especially if we have situations that arise and it causes us a lot of stress, maybe some anxiety, there's going to be a lot of stress produced in the body, and then all of this energy is spilled into your home. So you want to be sure to get rid of that. So if you have a stressful situation arise, be sure to cleanse the space energetically.
Okay. Can I sprinkle? And can I sprinkle sage in burning sage?
It will lower it somewhat, but not a lot. Are you unable to burn anything in your home?
No, my landlady is a bit picky, but I'll do it once a week is okay, and I'll open the windows.
Yeah, okay. There's, as a pranic healer, there's an incense that we use. The brand is called Morning Star, and it's a Japanese brand, and they're really small little sticks of incense. They're very thin. And they're made out of natural materials, so it's a lot of, like, crushed-up leaves or whatever, pine needles. I don't know exactly what it is. But it's It's really a beautiful incense. It cleans the space, but it's not overpowering. Mm-hmm. It's really lovely. And in Pranic Healing, we use sandalwood because the sandalwood has a lot of green energy in it, and it will cleanse the space nicely. So it's not too perfumey, where it's sometimes I light some incense and it smells delicious in the package, and then I light it and it's like, holy mother of Jesus, it just, you know, overpowering. It's too much. And so this is, it's a really beautiful incense. So you might want to try that. You can get it on Amazon. And the brand, again, is called Morning Star.
Sure. Okay? Thanks a lot, Mike. I'll follow you with
one more way, Dipti, if I might.
Sure.
Chanting. Do you chant?
I don't.
Okay. One of a great chant you can do, it's simple, is just chant Om. And chanting will help to clear out your aura, the chakras, and the vibration, the lower negative vibration. So if you chant Om with the intention of clearing out your chakras and the aura and your energy body, it will begin to cleanse out all the lower negative energies. You know, it's kind of like a subtle, fine sandpaper that gets rid of all the lower stuff. So you might want to try that, okay?
Sure. Okay, I will. Thank you for the beautiful messages and guidance and advice, Michael.
You're welcome, Dip. Thank you for calling. And
tune in
every Friday night, 6 o'clock Pacific time in the U.S., we have a show, or you can go to Amazon, Apple, Google, or Spotify and download our podcast there. Okay?
Sure. Thank you, Michael.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. So we're going to take another caller, area code 504. Hello, 504. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi. My name's Deborah, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. I really enjoyed listening to the previous caller because I am an absorber, and it seems and people, you know, I've taken classes, I've done this, but there is just something about me that still will absorb energy. You know, emotional energy and sometimes physical, which is not good. I'm not helping anybody by doing that. But I would like help with that. But also, I've been told that I'm a healer, and I did work in television and sales, and I'm ready to step out. But for some reason, I do all the things you were saying with the guys, like be quiet and listen, and I still haven't gotten anything other than vague information about going in that direction where I can do more of that work. And it's frustrating because it's so vague and big, you know what I'm saying? I would like a clearer plan, I guess.
So what have you received so far? So you're
supposed to be some sort of
energetic
healer that I've been told many times over 10 years that I can clean an obviously if I'm a sponge, clean an atmosphere and that I make people feel better. But I am also very polarizing where people either, you know, really are drawn to me, they say they can feel my energy, or there's people that want to get rid of me. And, you know, some of the jobs that I've had and things like that, you know, it's just, now I'm used to it, but it's just, now that I can see the pattern, it's getting old.
Yeah. So when you were told that you were a healer, how did that resonate with you? Did it?
It's scary because I don't know how you really make a living off of it. And I've always, you know, supported myself from a young person because I had to. And just mm-hmm. because I'm such an absorber, I'm a bit resentful because I don't know that I can completely stop that. So how could you do that if you have this issue?
You kind of lost me here. What do you mean by how do you stop that if you have this issue? Can you
the absorbing
part.
So if you oh. are an energetic healer and you take some of it mm-hmm. and I feel like I process it, but I don't mm-hmm. think that's the right way to do it. So I think there's a bit of fear mm-hmm. about even going in that direction. Besides the money, there's some fear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. A lot of healers,
absolutely.
I know, do get sick, and I met one, and she could heal anybody. I mean, she really
mm-hmm.
was so good, but then she had cancer and couldn't help herself,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of stuff. You
mm-hmm.
know, I talked to God like, that's so not fair.
mm-hmm.
It feels
mm-hmm.
not fair.
Yeah, right. No, I completely understand that. So, okay, two things I want to bring up, address. So the first thing is when I asked you, how did that resonate with you? You immediately went to thoughts, right? And your
mm-hmm.
fears about the future, about not being able
mm-hmm.
to sustain yourself as a healer. So
mm-hmm.
let's kind of go back. I'm going to pose the question again. You know, how did, when somebody told you, you're a healer. How did that resonate with you? Go,
yes,
go
I know.
To the thought.
That's
Does
what
that
I get.
Does that feel right? Does it feel right?
Yes.
Or
yes.
No, I'm not a healer.
No, I know I'm a
okay.
healer.
That's really good. So I think you should stay with that. And I completely understand what you're talking about. You know, well, how am I going to make this work? Well, how does this happen? You know, that's the part where it's kind of, it will come. And so it's, you know, my suggestion to you is don't quit your day job just yet, but you need to find a modality that you connect with first. You know, that's the first step,
mm-hmm.
that you find a modality that you like and that works for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other point I want to make there is I'm a pranic healer, and I first became a healer, an energy worker, before I did, you know, the psychic work and the mediumship readings. So in pranic healing, it was formed and formulated. The founder, his name is Master Chua Kok Sui, and he was
uh-huh.
a chemical engineer and a scientist. And so
oh.
his thing that he saw with modalities is people becoming contaminated, cross-contamination occurring, right? Taking
oh.
on all of the stuff of the person that you're healing. And that is correct. I would be concerned, too, with that occurring,
mm-hmm.
and that can happen. And in pranic healing, one of the things that we do is make sure we're constantly cleaning ourselves, but also we've been given information on how to not become cross-contaminated, right? We're not taking on this energy into our bodies in any way, shape, or form. And so I think it is extremely important. So we
mm-hmm.
don't get sick. And so
mm-hmm.
It's an effective healing modality, and there's all different levels of it, and you don't become cross-contaminated. And
okay.
It's extremely effective. And so there's like a basic level, you know, learning just how to use your hands right away. And then they teach you the more advanced version. So then they teach you how to use colors in energy. And the colors have different properties to them. And so we use colors in the healing so that we can heal the person faster. And then also in the first one, they teach you the anatomy of the energy body. And a lot of modalities out there teach seven chakras, which is correct at the time that that was brought here to the U.S., to the West. But there is actually, since then, they found 11 chakras. And then you learn about the auras, all the energetic bodies. And so we learn about all of this, right? And so it's presented in a very pragmatic way. This is what this person is feeling, right? You have a cold. And then we're given steps, like a cookbook approach. You do this, number one. Number two, you do this. Number three, you do this. And even if you don't feel the healing or you don't feel energy, just do it. And the person will get relief. And so that's what I first learned. And it helped me. It helped me heal. It helped me heal from my past. And so this is taught all over the United States. I think there's actually a pranic healer down there. I think he's in New Orleans. He has a center
there's
down there.
There's a class I saw in Baton Rouge. I was kind of like interested, like, what is that about? But I never really knew. You know, I've taken Reiki and different things, but that's interesting. Because it did pique my interest.
And you're hearing about it again today.
Exactly.
I wouldn't say this is a coincidence. This has been put on your path for a reason, I think. So, I don't know. Check it out, right? We have to.
Yeah.
And you don't have to take it. But, you know, one of the things that my teacher always says, you know, when I came to this, is he just said, you know, you don't have to accept this as truth. Right. But or truth just because I tell you, but test it for yourself. Right. See if this is true for yourself.
Okay.
And And it's so anyway, if you do become a healer, you know, this is baby steps. You're right. This is not about you quitting your job and all of a sudden taking this on. And this is one of the things he taught too, and he talked about. He's like, you know, the only time I would want you to become a full-time healer, you know, because his mission was to spread pranic healing throughout the world so that we could heal humanity. And but he, you know, and people become very passionate about this. You meet some really wonderful healers and people, human beings, that are very compassionate and caring. And so he would say, you know, they were like, well, I just want to quit my job and fine. And he would tell them is the salary, the money that you're making from the healings, is that equivalent to the salary at your job? And they say no. And he'd say, don't quit your job. He's like, that's not smart. He say, because you have to be pragmatic about this. He's like, you need to live. You need your work. You need to pay your bills. And he says, you know, so keep your job, but continue doing the healing work and continue to strive to become a full-time healer. And he says, you can get there. It's doable. You can do this.
Okay.
So
I started a new job.
Go ahead.
Oh, I started a new job and I just really don't like it. And I was just like, oh no, you know, like I feel like I'm just getting backed into a corner. And that's why I'm just like, okay, if you want me to do this, give me some steps. Because I've taken so many different modalities and nothing just sticks all the way, you know? I kind of just move on to the next one. I mean, not a lot, but, you know, at least three modalities. So.
Well, what's interesting, when I first started doing this, number one, I was not a believer in energy work at all. I thought it was all mumbo-jumbo. But when I first took the class, it came to me. And so when I first took the class, I was like, oh, my gosh, there's something here. This is incredible. What is
this? Oh, yeah.
So, right, so 18 years later, here I am. And it's super powerful, super powerful. And I have stuck with it. But one of my teachers in the beginning, I was just so full throttle on this. And I was going to take this and I was going to take that. And I had a talk with him. And just a really wise man. He used to run the center. He runs the center back east in New Jersey. And he's also a doctor. He's an attending physician of a neonatal intensive care unit. And he was like, I'm so happy for you. And I'm just thrilled that you're excited and you want to learn all these other modalities to help people. He said, but what Master Choa taught me, and he says, and I'm just going to convey this to you. And he says, stick with one thing and become a master of it instead of a jack of all trades. And so I did. I kind of, okay, I'm going to take this to heart. And it took me a little while to stay with it. But, you know, for 18 years, this is the only modality that I practice. And and he even told me at that time, he's like, I've been doing this 25 years. And he says, I'm still learning about healing. And so I understand completely. And so, you know, it can do incredible things. And they also will teach you in here with pranic healing is how to protect yourself energetically. So you don't become cross-contaminated as well, but you can also protect your emotion and your energy from feeling negative energy around you. So we learn how to build shields, create shields, so that when we go to work, which sometimes that environment is very stressful, we're not feeling it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the new job is
doesn't feel good.
A lot of personalities and not really on ones that I connect to. Yeah. It's in a busy store.
Yeah.
You know, for the holidays, and it is, it's a lot of hurt people in there, a lot of angry people.
Yeah. But you know what?
You know?
It's interesting. You find that everywhere. It's everywhere.
No, I know. You're right.
You know, there's just a lot of hurt people everywhere, angry, they're hurt, and, you know, but that's where we come in. And so maybe spirit is trying to show you something, right? You have to heal these people. Or not. You can choose not to, right?
Do you have any energy tips for, my mom is living with me since COVID, and she's an interesting personality. And I was wondering if you could give me help with that. I mean, I know.
Well,
just for like a tip.
Go ahead.
Just any kind of a little tip. We are very different people. And I just want to make sure, you know, being under the same roof that, you know, we're both, I want to respect her, but still respect myself as well.
Okay. Are you able to, again, cleanse a space?
You mean my room specifically or the whole apartment?
Well, let's say both. What do you think she will allow you to cleanse?
No, not hers specifically.
Okay. All right. So
my
just
room,
cleanse your room. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can get incense, Palo Santo. Sage is pretty heavy duty. Sage is not my favorite thing.
Me neither.
It's a lot. Yeah. So, but like sometimes, you know, if a space is really dirty, and then I'll use sage, kind of like the big guns first. Use that to really cleanse everything, do a good cleansing.
Okay.
And then I'll go back in with like a Palo Santo, which is much more of a sweet fragrance, and it's just more beautiful to me. To me, it feels like it blesses the space more.
Okay.
And I don't know if you heard about the incense I mentioned to Deep
yep,
before.
I wrote it down.
The other caller.
I did. I wrote it down.
Good. Yeah. So try the Morning Star sandalwood. That is a
okay.
really beautiful incense. And it will cleanse a space, but it's, like I said, it's not overpowering. It's a really beautiful fragrance to it. So try that one.
Okay.
You know, light sticks in my bedroom, and it doesn't make you choke. So.
Okay.
And they're small sticks. They're not giant. Yeah. Also,
okay.
too, if you can play an Om chant, you can play that, you know, in your bedroom, and also ask the higher beings to amplify the chant throughout the house to cleanse the space.
Okay.
That will also help. And also ask your guides to come down and to cleanse the whole house then. Right?
Okay.
Have you done energy work on your mom?
She doesn't like me to touch her. Maybe once or twice I've done it. It's really interesting when you were talking about color, because somebody had told me to use orange on one of my cat's kidneys. And it really did work. And you were just like, wow. Because my mother is a medium on top of it. So her being difficult is a little hard because, you know, she's suspicious. But she had told me that the cat, I had forgotten about it. You're like, I don't know if this works or not. But you imagine the orange ball going towards the kidney area. And I was driving later and my mom didn't know that I experimented that way. And said, oh, your cat's asking for an orange. And I thought she meant a citrus orange. And I'm like, that's crazy. Cats don't eat oranges. And then it, like, hit me that it was literally the energy ball, and she was asking for more. So I know colors work because I've used them, but only that one because I've known people with cancer, and they said, don't use green. And I'm like, I don't, you know, that scared me, so I was like, I wouldn't want it to grow more, you know, that's what, and then some people don't believe that, so I kind of stopped. I'm like, well, if I don't know for sure, I'm not doing it, you know?
Yeah.
But long answer,
well,
short answer, no, not really.
Okay, then, you know, one of the things I do is I will heal people in the evening when I know they're asleep. And I ask their soul for permission. The soul always loves to get healing. And, I'll do healing that way.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea, because I know she would say no, but maybe her soul would say yes, that's a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah. And I suggest that you really look into pranic healing.
I really am. I'm
check
excited.
It out. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, check it out. And I don't think there's a coincidence that you're calling in today and you're hearing about it again. Seeing it on your path.
Me
and
too.
That's the way the guides work, right? A lot of the times now I see that they put stuff on our path again and again and again. And you're like seeing it over and over. And you're like, why do I keep seeing this thing? It's like because they're like, here, do this. Go here or
right. Oh wow, for sure.
So, I think it might help you in a lot of ways.
Thank you.
And, you know, don't worry about how you're going to make it as a healer. If it's meant for you to heal full time, it will happen. It will come to you. But
okay.
Right now, just find a balance at work. Try to find a balance.
Yeah,
at work.
That's a little difficult. But yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying not to connect too much there,
mm-hmm.
because it's been a problem before. You know, people will pull you in, and you're just there for I don't know what reason. But I don't want to get involved in drama. Because like I said, sometimes I can be very polarizing. Like people will just not like me for maybe my vibration is irritating to theirs or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
yeah. Even the new job, I just went in, I'm like, hey, I'm just here for Christmas. Like people that I've known in the past. So they won't get like their undies in a wad, you know?
Yeah. But also too, remember, like, don't get sucked up into the games people play too. A lot of people like drama. And so they create drama and they want to hook you and for you to get pulled into that little psychodrama. And don't play the game, right? We always have a choice and we can say, nope, I'm not going to play. I'm going to take a step back. And you can play with somebody else, not me.
I think that's what I'm doing at this one because they became more and more inventive of how they would, you know, like if you would ignore it, like they would make up stuff and then they would invent stuff and, you know, it'd be one person.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was a crowd, I was like, I can't battle a crowd. So you would know, okay, I have to leave because it's more than one person. That, you know, if I'm sitting mm-hmm. here minding my business, they're just, that has been an issue my whole life, having to leave a place because if I had a certain amount of success, and I do usually in sales and things like that, they will get you out.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my tires, flattened.
Oh my goodness.
And just from having a good day at work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, if you really want me to do the other thing, let's move on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm not exaggerating.
So,
there's worse.
No, I hear you. Do you ask your guides for help in that situation?
I do. The last one, I was literally putting on I was told put on your phone, like the recorder, because people were making up things like, oh, I assaulted them. Like one lady said I assaulted. I didn't find out until 6 months later. And so I, you know,
mm-hmm.
said this was untrue. So she said, well, I take it back. But then they were, it was like a small group of people. I would walk into a place and I would just walk out and they would pretend something fell on their foot that I did. But, yeah, I was always one step ahead. But that is – it was wearing. And then my father passed away, and I said, you know what, I'm done here. And I just literally left. I was like, I'm done here. I was praying, like you said before, what is the lesson? Why am I still here? And I wasn't getting
mm-hmm.
the day. I said, you know what, I'm going to decide the day. It's going to be today because I was there 5 years. And you just get exhausted. You get exhausted protecting
absolutely.
Yourself that much. You know, obviously
mm-hmm.
it's not the right place or, you know, the mission's over, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to, hold on. I'm getting some information here. Feels like to me, show that to me again. Okay, how do I explain this? The way they showed me the energy is first they showed me a pincushion.
Mm-hmm.
And then it felt like, you know, and then I saw all these pins going into it. And what it felt like to me, it feels like on some level there might be a thought or a knowing or a feeling of kind of I'm supposed to take all this in.
Mm.
Do you understand that?
I can, yeah. I don't want that, though. Like, I need to get to the root of that, if that's, you know, the
Is this from childhood conditioning?
Yes.
Okay. So part of what you're going through, I think, it's, you know, like when we've been conditioned because of childhood trauma and situations, right, it's hard to break those patterns. And I think part of what this is now you're learning, okay, I'm not going to take this anymore, right? So your vibration is changing. And part of the lesson is just learning how to say, I'm done and I'm leaving. I'm not going to take this anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're learning that.
Mm-hmm. Not enduring,
and,
yeah. I take a lot before I go Incredible Hulk, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so once you acknowledge that and tell the universe and your guides and your higher soul, it's like, okay, I've learned that. No more, please. All right. This is what I want now. But also what we need to do is put out to the universe what it is we want.
Mm-hmm.
We need to tell them, right? Because this is your life, this is your lifetime, and you're responsible for it. So let them know, this is what I want. I want a job where people are, you know, happy. There's a healthy competitiveness, so it will help me grow. There's helpful people there, right? I get paid enough. This is how much I want to make. Like, we have to tell the universe, this is what I want, except what we don't want, because we know probably all too well what we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want that. So it's time to change the narrative instead of, oh, this again. But it's like, so what have you told the universe that you do want?
And it's interesting because this place that I'm working for Christmas was a place I used to work where it was the worst. And the woman that threatened to sue me before, and, you know, everything would fall apart because it would all be crazy stuff. I'm working right next to her, and she's acting like we're friends. And I'm just like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, wow. And I think maybe that's why I'm there, just to see how far I came, because – it is not a good place, you know,
right.
And I'm just like, I've outgrown all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking,
that's,
you know, I've got it. Let's move. Let's do it. Don't keep me here long.
Thank the universe for the lesson, right? Thank you for bringing clarity that now I see I've grown and I've outgrown this place. In these games, help me to move forward and find a new place to go. So, but also, you have to tell the universe what it is that you want. You have to put that energy out there and ask your guides. Sit down when you meditate with your guides and say, this is what I want. And write this down. Don't just keep a running list in your head. Write this down.
Okay.
Look at it. See it. Right? That helps the process of starting to make this permanent and physical. You have to manifest it. And so write it down and also feel it, see it, and then tell your guides, right? This is what I want from now on. This is the job that I want. Thank you. I'm so grateful that you've shown me I've outgrown this position. Or this place and this space that I used to operate, but now this is what I want going forward. And thank you for bringing, you know, more clarity about healing to me. Right?
Okay.
This is what I think I want. I'm not sure yet. You know? And they'll help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah. And ask
thank
them
you
to
so
give
much.
You signs. You're welcome. Ask them to give you signs.
Okay.
And cleanse your home. Them to go to your job. The guides, ask them to go to your job. And cleanse the space that you work in. and to create a space around you of protection, to watch over you, to keep the people that are hostile away from you.
Okay.
And you'll see the difference. Yeah.
Okay.
And let them know.
Thank you so much. I feel better.
Caught up in this. Yeah. They're always there waiting and willing to help. They want to help you. That's all they do. Your guides are just assigned to you, and they're always there for you. So it's like having your own employees to help you.
I like that.
Need to remember that we have to utilize them.
Mm-hmm.
And not, but also too, be very specific about what you're asking for. Don't just say help, because they look at your whole life and they're like, well, what do you want me to help you with? We got a few scenarios here we have to that need help. We think that need help. You need help with. So it's, we have to, but also it's about us taking responsibility for the life. We're not victims.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that the pincushion, you know, it was there because it was beyond my control, you know, as a kid to be growing up in an atmosphere that was, you know, violent, alcoholic father, unstable, but spiritually gifted mother who didn't know how to use her gift. So she became embittered and he became, I don't know, schizophrenic or whatever, and he just passed away this summer. So it was just like my, all this shadow work that just, it was like the ending of a chapter that I wasn't aware that was still running, because I feel like I've been healing it since my adulthood, you know, and I'm middle-aged now, not young. So,
but you're not too
but
old.
Thank you. Yeah.
To do the work, right?
Okay. I feel a sense of urgency, but okay.
Right. But, right? I mean, if we're past, you know, the point of healing, then it, right, it wouldn't be on your path.
Correct. Correct.
So you're not.
Okay.
Go to YouTube, and you can type in Twin Hearts Meditation.
Okay.
And this is, there's a video up there by Master Ko. Master Ko runs the center here on the West Coast, and he has the majority of the United States. And he was a personal disciple of Master Choa's for, I don't know, 25, 30 years, something like that. And anyway, do this meditation every day. It's he has an abridged version up there. It's 18 minutes, and it does a couple things. It will energize you, but it will also clean out all the negative lower energies, and it will help you. And bless your mom.
Twin heart.
Bless your mom.
Yeah, she went through a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, it, you're there for a reason. And
thank you so much.
And I think you're doing that by being loving and kind and caring for her. That takes a lot of love and kindness, despite your history and your past.
Yeah.
And to come back and take care of her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hurt people hurt people.
Oh, yeah. People are like, how do you do it? I'm like, how can you not? Like, how can you not do it?
Yeah.
How? I don't understand how you could. I don't understand somebody that could just willingly discard someone like that.
Yeah. And you know, this is on your soul's path. You're right. Every time I do readings, and we're exactly where we need to be. And so you're back there for a reason. And that, you know, it's maybe it's healing yourself and healing your mom.
Okay. Okay.
And you know, that hearing about pranic healing again when it intrigued you the first time you heard about it, I don't think is a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. You may laugh, but the reason I didn't fully get, I mean, I was intrigued, but Baton Rouge was a little farther. It's like about a 40-minute drive, 45-minute to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
My car is like not the best car, so that's why I was like, well, my car's not so good, so I'm going to see if they do any in New Orleans. Then that would be more accessible to me. So I'm going to look into that.
Well, then, you know what? When ask whoever you talk to that's running the class, ask them, you know, is there anybody that's out by my area?
Okay.
I can't trust my car, and maybe somebody can help me, pick me up, and bring me.
But I already thought about that.
Pranic healing. Pranic
healing. When you were saying that New Orleans
really
person.
Super sweet. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they're super, super helpful. You know, when I first took my first class, I thought it was a cult because they were all nice. And I took it back in New York City, and I was like, oh, my God, this is a cult. They're so nice, all brainwashed.
Oh, wow.
But it turns out, you know, they're genuine. And they're people that really want to heal themselves and heal others. And they're caring and kind and compassionate people. So ask the facilitator, and you might find might get a ride.
Okay. Thank you so much. I love the show.
You're
I'm
welcome,
Deborah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep these on Sundays, and then also we have a call-in show with my co-host, Lawrence, on Friday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And I think you're what, Central?
Yes, I'm Central, so it'll be 8.
So 8 o'clock your time, Friday night.
Perfect.
And if you can't call in, you can download us on Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and Google platforms. Podcast platform.
Is the show the same name or is it a different name?
It's a Psychic Funhouse. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I want to make sure. Okay. I'm going to be listening.
All right. Fantastic.
Nice
to talk
with
you, Deborah. Call back and let me know how it goes, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. Blessings to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, there you go. Things happen for a reason all the time. And I believe that. And all the reasons are to teach us something in our life and to help us grow and to help us heal. All right, we have one more caller that I'm going to take. And here we go. Area code 805. Hello, 805. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, I'm calling from upstate New York, Middletown. What else to say? My name is Lucy. Lucy.
Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Yes.
How can I help you?
Yeah.
Good. How are you?
Good. Yes. I was listening to your show. Very interesting. Yeah, you need a question or
Thank
you want
you.
To give me a...
No.
Okay. Okay,
well,
I'm doing... Yes? I got lots of stuff going on in my life. Yes, I have a lot of stuff going on in my life.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to start doing a project with some people if it's in a wall. That I need to do some big pointing, what you see, what you feel about it. I started like contracting somebody, but I am putting myself as a contracting as a contractor. Like I always am taking all the responsibility. Then what is your take on that one? what you think?
I'm not clear on this. Can you ask me again? I'm not clear on what you're asking.
Yes, I'm fixing a wall that I need to fix to do some brick pointing and some fixing. I'm gonna ask you something. It's many things bother me in my life, like the feeling that I have is like, okay, I'm attracting a lot of sadness and a lot of conflict in my life. I know that is a mirror that I have in myself, especially with the people that have been with me for the longest. Like I had a good friend, and then I was carrying out something inside my heart, and today I just went and told him, do you remember this time when you said you're going to help me to take care of this business? And then the day that I called you and asked you, okay, I'm here with the person that we're supposed to sign a contract, and you tell me, do it yourself. You didn't fulfill your promise. On top of that, you told me I was a stalker. Then I told him everything, how it felt. That was that happened 7 years ago. But now I start I start again something that I need to fix in a property. I started a project again. Then I talked to him last week, and he said, don't worry, I help you and this and that. And yesterday he told me, oh, I had a party this weekend. Oh, I won't be able to be tomorrow with you because I have a doctor's appointment. I said, I understand that. Then he said, for Thanksgiving, I'm not going to be around because I'm going to go to my family. And he kind of told me, just do it with these guys and then just sign it. And again, he did the same thing. It's like, okay, just leave me alone. I need to live my life. What do you see about that? And it's also the same conflict with my sister. I live with my sister, and then I usually give her a lot of stuff, a lot, she needs this. Okay, I will tell her, okay, take it, use it. Don't worry about it. You don't have to pay. I need this. Okay, I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. And then I say, we have to pay this. Then she say, you always taking advantage of me. Then I feel, I don't feel easy with that. Then I feel a conflict inside me that I'm repeating the same stories over and over again.
And so what have you done? Yes, I think I have. So it's kind of like you're repeating this process with both your sister and the gentleman, where you're giving too much of yourself and they're not repaying that. Right, reciprocating that love and that friendship, right?
I kind of don't do it because of that. I'm doing because I had a generosity. I had generosity in my heart. It's like okay, it's something missing in me that are repeating the same patterns and. The way that my friend is very generous, but my sister is always taking.
Hold on. Can I?
Yeah.
Let me jump in here, Lucy. So one of the things I want to point out is you're already starting to feel uneasy with it, right? That's why you're calling and asking about this, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. You're a very, very generous person. But it's not feeling right anymore, right? It's not being reciprocated. You're feeling, are you feeling taken advantage of at on some level?
From my sister, yes. From my friend, I'm feeling that I'm not feeling that he's taking advantage of me. But I'm feeling that sometimes he's breaking
Not that he's
with cherry on top, with cherry on top, because with my sister taking advantage of, but I don't know how, like, I need to break that pattern with my sister. Then she feels that I'm taking advantage of her. On top of that, I feel that I'm giving her the most that I can. And still she feels like, oh, she's taking advantage of me, and she is still, sometimes I feel like she thinks that I'm going to steal from her on top of that. And then she doesn't understand that. Is any light coming out of this thing, you know? It's like, okay, what is the light God? I don't know.
Okay, but hold on. Part of this, too, is, you know, you have to, especially with your sister, you're not feeling comfortable with this anymore, right? You're feeling like she's taking advantage of you now. So what are you doing to, what steps are you taking to protect yourself with your sister? It's like, okay, I'm just, at some point you have to accept responsibility for it, for what you do, and say, okay, I'm not going to give you all this stuff anymore. I'm not going to continue to be so generous. And you have to kind of, you know, look at your expectations of people. And sometimes, you know, people just are not going to reciprocate in a way that we're looking for. You know, at some point, if this, your friend, is continuing to break all his promises and not do what he says, at a certain point, you have to kind of say, okay, I'm not going to continue to, you know, ask you when you're going to do something or when, I mean, you have to kind of take responsibility for yourself and just, it's almost like get the hint. I mean, it seems like he's pulling away from you, right?
It looks like, like he's pulling away from me.
Okay.
Always has been like that.
Yeah.
But then he comes back when he feels lonely and he needs some kind of pole where to lean on, then, right, yeah.
But, you know, so do you want a friend that just comes around when they're lonely? Probably not.
Yeah.
You want a friend that comes over, right, calls you up and says, hey, let's go to the movies or let's go out to eat or whatever, right? There's all different types of ways to get together that you and your friends do. And so if you just want a fair-weathered friend, you know, that's this guy. He's just going to come over, right, when he wants.
Yeah, he has been there for.
And so
he's a good support.
You have to accept you have to accept responsibility for that, and just say, or for you, and saying, okay, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. This doesn't feel right to me anymore. And your sister, I think, you know, you have to evaluate how generous you want to continue to be with her.
Yeah, I even told her she feels like she has been giving me too many favors. I'm willing to pay her one-time fee, whatever she wants, and that's it. I don't know her more favors, because it looks like every time that I do a favor for her, she's doing a favor for me. I don't like that kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God is very generous. If I give something, I don't expect nothing from you. It's like you're giving me this reading, and then, oh, you have to send me a donation. Then that won't be a free reading. That will be something like you're expecting something. When I give people things, I don't expect nothing from them. But then I don't expect nothing from them, and I don't expect her to tell me, oh, remember when I give you this, there is something I say, no, thank you to her.
Right.
But sometimes it's like she keeps me busy. Oh, okay, thank you. And I take it. Then I owe her this life and the next one.
Right. Well, you're very generous. Sounds like you're very generous, and she's not so generous. She keeps score. She's tallying everything. And so you have to kind of evaluate how you're going to move forward with your sister. Yeah. But, you know, you have to also protect yourself. So maybe it's, you know, you find a new friend. And maybe you find a new apartment or somewhere where you're not living with your sister, so she's keeping score, making you pay, because she keeps bringing up, you know, scenarios that, you know, you owe her for. So,
yeah.
You know, think about that and think about, you know, I'm sure it doesn't feel good.
And another thing that I see
relationships.
Mm-hmm. That he's my best, one of my best friends. And I tell him, Andre, I used to own a house. I sold it. I sold my house because I don't want to be depending on you. Because if somebody cannot do a work for me, I had to say, hey, Andre, come, because somebody's going to come and do a work for me. And all these men, I don't know why, all these men, it's like, okay, start treating me like I am the girlfriend or I want to be the lover or something. It's like, no way, you know, I'm paying them and they just keep taking advantage. Then mm-hmm. That was the reason I say, forget about this. That's the reason why when I'm going to do a big job, I used to tell him, come over, because I already told this guy he's coming to do the job for me. Andre helped me a lot to do a lot of work around the house, but it was like cutting the trees or doing this and that he couldn't, or I couldn't. Then I hired somebody, and I used to tell him, okay, come. The same when I go and do works, because everybody's like, if me, it will be like, telling me one thing and the other thing, and then I say, listen.
Yeah.
You know, then that's the reason I always bring the man with me.
Right. Well, you have to start accept responsibility for that now. And, you know, maybe he's not the friend that you thought he was. And he can only give you so much, right? And that's with friendships and relationships, right? People have their stuff. We all have our stuff. And sometimes some people are able to give more than others. And sometimes our expectations are more than what people are able to give. And so you have to take a good look at that and say, okay, this is what you're able to give, and I need to adjust myself to what you can give, right? We can't change people. We can only change ourselves.
Yes.
Anyway, I have to run now. We've gone way over. So good luck to you, Lucy, okay? Let us know what happens.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lucy. Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for calling in for the Sunday brunch. And we'll be here next Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and then Sunday, 11 a.m., also Pacific time, here at the Psychic Funhouse. So this is Michael Espinoza thanking you all. Bye-bye.